Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. Hey friends, it's April 1st, 2024. The day after Easter. A Monday, fresh start of a new week. Let's get into a little chit-chat. Let's talk. I want to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Ooh. Some people say, ooh, a heavy topic. Oh, forgiveness is, you know, personal. It's individual. It is. Who am I to say otherwise? Because I can't forgive for you, and you can't be forgiven for me, or vice versa. Or forgiveness is a choice and a step that you take for your healing, and you accept it for what it is, and you move on from it, because it only makes you either bitter, not understanding, or it inflicts pain. So forgiveness for me is very important. It's something I personally practice and really feel that it's important to me, because if you think about it, if you don't forgive and you become a grudgeful person and you become a sour person and a bitter person and a not forgiving person, what kind of person are you? Are obviously cruel and just shady or just mean or just unforgiving and not understanding and just like, but not automatically does that make you make those choices to be that person of bitter or angry or the sour person, you know, the person that, ugh, jeez, got to deal with you. You're just not, you know, person of the year. Your personality stinks. It is what it is. We're going to call it what it is, you know, because, you know, sometimes when people don't forgive, you know, they become angry people and they alter their characteristics of who they really are, you know, instead of being kind, you know, you become this mean or dark or arrogant person. And this is why forgiveness is important, what I'm trying to get at. Let's keep it simple. You gotta forgive. We want to progress. We want to move on in life. We want to do great financially, business-wise. We want to grow in our careers. We want to develop our skills, our talents. We want to go ahead and travel the world, and we want to live a successful, beautiful life, you know, just like all these, you know, social media influencers and world travelers. And, you know, we want to live that fabulous life. But in our real lives, everybody has things they got to work on, healing that, you know, has to start at some point. And it starts with forgiveness. And forgiveness is not just about forgiving others. You gotta forgive yourself. If God forgives us, who are we not to forgive others and forget ourselves? Forgive ourselves. You gotta forgive yourself at one point in your life for certain mistakes that you've made or choices that you've done in the past. God forgives us. He redeems us. So you gotta forgive yourself, because sometimes we really are our harsh, worst critic is our own self, because we don't forgive ourselves for choices that we go ahead and have made in the past that can affect our future, or just the fact that you went through a certain experience and you realize like, oh, you all grew a certain stage, and then you're kind of embarrassed of certain things. But you got to forgive yourself and accept that things happen. Unfortunately, some things that we don't want to happen and some things that are great to happen, you know, that are blessings in our life. But we got to forgive ourselves, but you got to forgive others as well. Who are we not to forgive? God forgives us all. Yes, of course, some things are just, you know, horrible. But forgiveness is a healing. But it's also putting that behind you. So while you heal, you don't rehatch that. And you can move forward. That's how I view it. Because forgiveness is not to give the other person power or the situation power that hurt you or that messed up moment or that period in your life that was just, you know, you got to move on. You want to grow. What do you want to be? Still water? You want to stink? Rot? Decay? You want to be, you know, rotting away in anger and bitterness? No. Forgive. grow, mature. Part of maturity is forgiving. And really, forgiveness is for yourself, because who are you really forgiving? You're forgiving yourself access to be able to move forward. Yes, God is wonderful. But God gives you free will and self-dominion, and you got to forgive for yourself. If you don't forgive, who's going to forgive for you? Allow yourself to forgive yourself for any mistakes you've done. And, you know, forgive other people, because we all make mistakes and we're not perfect in life. How else are you supposed to grow and mature and weigh out and, you know, compare and contrast in life what really is worth forgiving? Because everything is forgivable, because God forgives us. We should be able to forgive. Certain things are not understandable, but you gotta forgive to be able to move forward and prepare yourself always for greatness, because you can't get to greatness if you don't have forgiveness. It just doesn't go hand in hand. I'm sorry. Sometimes we hold ourselves down because we let other things take power and control, because we don't let it go. We gotta let it go. If a person doesn't like you, or a person doesn't want to be in your life, or your friends and family don't accept certain things, you know, or, you know, you don't get a certain, you know, opportunity in life, or you don't meet a certain standard or criteria at the moment, you know, don't let that get down. You know, if you didn't get a certain job, you know, if a certain relationship didn't work out, people hurt you or offended you or disrespected you. Sometimes words, yes, they do hurt, but let that go. Don't simmer in that. Forgiveness will let you grow. Connect with God and ask Him to show you how to forgive. Because when you forgive, you let go of that weight on you, you know, that's holding you back, because your heart is heavy, your mind is tired, your soul is restless, because you don't move on and you don't forgive. So forgiveness is very important. You can want success, and you can want to be great, and you can want to see the world, and you can want to go ahead and dream on and on and on. But you truly can't be happy and enjoy certain things in life if you don't forgive. When you forgive, you really allow yourself that freedom to not be attached to being hurt anymore, or worried or anxious, because you let it go. Let go and let God. Forgiveness is very important. What I'm trying to get at is, forgive. Don't attach yourself to anger or bitterness or experiences that only deteriorate your integrity, your moral compass, who you are. Let go and let God. Forgive. Love yourself enough to say, hey, I can let this go. God got me. You want to be free. Certain social anxieties, sometimes we build it ourselves when we put up that wall and we don't forgive. You got this. It just came to mind. Talk about forgiveness. We don't talk about it enough. You want to grow in life? Learn to forgive. Because when you let go, it's just infinite, you know, joy and happiness, and how you flow through life, just not bitter or angry. Learn to forgive. God forgives us all. Learn to be free and to forgive, and just chill out. You know, forgiveness is a beautiful thing, my friends. It really does bring you joy. I just wanted to talk about forgiveness, because we all deserve to forgive one another, to love one another. And you learn from, you know, forgiveness. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from your experiences. You learn from letting go of the pain, letting God heal us. But we got to do the work. We got to let it go. No need to hang on to any pain or bitterness. Forgive, because God forgives you and He loves you. You ain't got to be best friends with everybody. You ain't got to go ahead and, you know, talk to them. You ain't got to deal with them. You ain't got to go ahead and be around them. But forgive. Let go of what doesn't serve you. And live in peace and in joy. God sure didn't bring you to this world to suffer and be miserable. But forgiveness is part of the journey. Thank you for listening. This is Daily Bread Today. I'm Javier DuPont.